Welcome, everyone, back to the show. It's glad to be back. It's been a while since I've done a show. I have been out of pocket. We're going to start doing them every morning. CharlesGrubbin.com is where the podcast is, or you can see us on YouTube or Rumble too. And again, we don't edit these videos, so folks, you know, it's organic the way it is, and I'm glad that you're here if you like listening to my rhetoric. So I digress. Let's get into it. I have been wanting to do a commentary on the Trump attempted assassination to him, but it was all up in the air. We didn't really know too much about what was going on with the assassination attempt. We do know now that I'm not going to say all of them, but there was quite a few people that was doing security there, quite a few agents, rather, that were not Secret Service agents. They were Homeland Security agents, which is crazy to me. Totally different agency, which I've often said this, and I know that you leave me some comments what you think, but I often said this before. Why do we even have Homeland Security? Why couldn't you have just told the CIA and the FBI to communicate with each other after 9/11? But no, the government has to grow, and we got to create a new agency and hire thousands of employees and all that, which is not an asset to the company. I mean, to the country. It's a liability. Anybody knows economics knows that. The point being is this. We got a lot to unpack. We got the Trump attempted assassination, and the economy is going in the shitter. It dropped 1,000 points yesterday. And over the last 48 hours. But that's the largest drop, according to what I'm reading and what's been reported. That's the largest drop ever. We are now ending up enjoying the fruits of Bidenomics.
So I know how to make a mean pot of greens. In fact, people used to ask me to make greens for them for Christmas.
Before the war broke out, I was a saucier in San Antonio. I bet I could call up some of them greens. Yeah, noodle some crawfish out the patty, yo.
Bidenomics. Remember Kamala Harris? We just love Bidenomics. These people don't understand how to balance a checkbook, much less be able to run this country. We are going bankrupt. This entire country. Look, if you looked in your checking account and you were $35 trillion in the red, do you think Walmart would sell you anything? No. You'd have to go back and get a second job. What is America supposed to do? Go back and get a second job? Mm-mm. Quit spending useless money we don't have. We don't have the money to send to other countries in the billions and billions of dollars in useless ass wars that benefit nobody, except the military-industrial complex, or the big three defense contractors. I say big three. It's kind of like the car companies, isn't it? And I will not name any names. You know, you never know when you might be sitting in a motel parking lot, depressed. I digress. But what I'm trying to say is this. The bottom line is we are going bankrupt. This country is in a spiral downhill, and it hit all of a sudden. Can you imagine the panic on Wall Street right now? We can't keep doing this. The market is reflecting on our politics and on the fact that we're broke, and that look at the trade deals and foreign policies And I don't think it's just the U.S. too. From what I'm hearing, it's all over the world that the markets are having a massive correction and downturn. Now, if you got the money and you want to buy in the dip, I guess that would benefit the guy that has the money to do that. But man, you know, if you got a 401k, you're being hit right now. You're watching a downturn in your financial future. And I tell you, folks, it's just uncertainty. I hope it rebounds, But there's a massive correction going on, I really believe. And I may be wrong. I'm not an economist. Excuse me. I'm not an economist. I do know a little bit about economics. Had to take that in college. But I'm not an economist. But even the economist, sometimes you have to wonder, are they really economists? And I was watching on Tucker Carlson, and I think it was Dan Bonagito. They were having an interview. It's probably from a week ago or something like that. And they were talking about the economic downturns and the things at play. It's just scary. This is just a scary time in our country. And if we don't get a hold on it, and you don't get out and vote, and you don't go out there and exercise your right to vote, regardless who you vote for, we're not going to have a country. And with that, let's look at the Trump assassination attempt. We know that a lot of those agents weren't Secret Service. They were understaffed. You had a direct line of sight from the where the shooter was to the president. There were so many fails that went on in that attempted assassination that all of the leaders that set that up and were responsible for making sure that those plans were executed and executed properly should be fired immediately. That was just absolutely, and they wonder why there's conspiracy theories. Now, don't get me started on conspiracy theory. It was a coined term by the CIA back in the 60s. But the point being is they wonder why conspiracies pop up. And some of these conspiracies turn out to be true. You know, kind of like the Hunter laptop. Oh, 51 CIA agents say that it's Russian disinformation. When are they going to quit beating that dead horse? There's no Russian disinformation. You had the Steele dossier and Trump. You had your all that hoax ass stuff that was going on with the Steele dossier and the Russia hoax. It turns out it was a hoax. It was false. It was perpetrated by the opposition research put on by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Jesus Christ, give me a break here. The facts don't lie. And the facts, you know what? God says it right in Scripture, doesn't he? He says, you can't keep the light from shining. I mean, it's going to penetrate the dark. And that's what it's doing. And I think that, and you wonder why we think that, a lot of us think that, you tried to kill our president. Now, I don't know that to be true. I don't know that to be true if there was some kind of conspiracy, but it looks hinky to me that you had so many fails, and then you also knew that there was an Iranian threat of assassination, and there's so many unanswered questions, so many fails. What about the local police that saw him and did nothing? What about the Secret Service that did nothing? Why did they wait till he shot before they took him out? They should have known that he wasn't one of their snipers. He's on a roof. He's got a rifle. And if that is your policy, yeah, you need to change your policy, you know, because that's you were supposed to be in a position of action, not reaction. It's the president or the former president of the United States you are supposed to protect. You should not be in a position of reaction. And if that's the policy, it needs to change. I don't give a damn who the president is. If it's Obama, you know, or Joe Biden, I don't care who it is. You should never be in a position of reaction. It should always be proactive, not reactive. And I know if you learned anything from this video, it was probably by accident. But we're gonna keep pushing forward with the show. And if you hadn't subscribed, please do so. Like, subscribe, join the channel. It helps the algorithm. And you never know what's going to go on with YouTube's algorithm. I could put this video out today and it might get 10 views or it might get 1,000. Just depends on how well YouTube likes me today and how much profanity I didn't put in there. It's just funny to me. They just changed the rules and keep moving the goalpost. But visit us on Rumble. I'd rather build my subscriber base on Rumble than I had YouTube. So visit us on Rumble. You can, Charles Graham at Rumble at Charles Graham, I believe it is. I'll leave a link in the description that you can click on. We're on X too. as Lib Panic. So, you know, so we're going to put our content out there too. God bless you all. I'll see you on the next video. See you in the morning.